Chapter 15th, book of 1 Corinthians, and I'm going to read a verse and I'm about the middle and then over towards the end, so you just bear with us. He said in the 26th verse, he said, the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Mm-hmm. I like that, don't you? Last enemy we have to deal with is death. And a lot of people don't understand tonight that when death comes, they say, oh, I'm not afraid of dying, but let it knock at your door.
Yeah.
Amen. He's an enemy to us, and it's a fearful thing. But over here on over in the chapter, it says this, in the 53rd verse, it says, how for this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So then, this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal have put on immortality. Then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the works of the Lord, for as much as you know how that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Father in heaven, Lord, tonight as I come before you, I thank you, God, for this opportunity, and I pray tonight, Lord, you bless and anoint my mouth one more time, Father, that I might be able to preach your precious word. How God, and give them what you give me tonight. Father, and we love you and we praise you. We love the church and we thank you for them. And Lord, we pray tonight, God, you just help us to bear down, Lord, and preach your precious word in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I said the last enemy to be destroyed is death. Amen. And I thought about that and I preached on that before in funerals. But, you know, you think about it tonight that we got saved, born again, and the devil don't want us to go to heaven. Amen. He's going to fight us all the way, even unto the grave. I believe I asked Brother Frank one time, he was the oldest member in the church. I asked him, I said, the devil leave you alone? He said, he fights me more today than he ever did. Amen. And I believe that's the truth. I believe the closer you get to home, the more the devil tries to trip you and hinder you. Amen. But one of these days, guess what, church? Amen. He's going to be put in his place. Because Jesus came, conquered death, hell, and the grave, and you and I could have life and have it more abundant tonight. Amen. I'm so thankful tonight. Amen. He said, oh, here, oh, death, where's that thing? Jesus took away the sting of death on Calvary. Amen. Whenever he conquered it. Amen. When he laid him in the tomb and he rose again on the third appointed day. And when he sat down to the right hand of God. Amen. He made a better way for you and I. Amen. Because amen, he took away that sting. Amen. Because whenever we accepted him as our Savior. Amen. He took and wiped the slate clean. Amen. And made it new. Amen. That you and I could have a right to the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
And I'm so thankful tonight.
Yeah.
Amen. To know that, amen, if he said, if I overcome, so can you. He said, I've overcome the world, you can overcome it. Amen. He said, they persecuted me, they're going to persecute you. He said, they tried to kill me, they're going to try to kill you. All these things that they've done unto him, they're going to do to us. Amen. Everybody, amen, that confesses to be a Christian, not a Christian. I thought about this morning, you know, he said during the last days, he said, they turn against one another. Amen. And they would fight against one another, accuse one another, and all these things. That's the enemy. Folks, amen, coming into the camp. Folks, tonight we need to realize how we need to defeat him, amen. And the only way we can defeat him is through Jesus. Amen. Whenever time comes to die, amen, if we can just close our eyes in death and say goodbye, world, and hello, glory. Amen. To know that there's something far better to come. Amen. This life is just a little while. And the best you can have here, amen, will not be a drop in the bucket of what glory will be like. When we step through the gates, and the Bible said that God himself will wipe away our tears. Amen. There'll be no more sorrows, no more heartaches, no more pain. Guess what else he said? There'll be no more death. Amen. It'll be conquered. Everything will be behind us. He said, behold, all things will become new. I'm so glad for that tonight, ain't you? Amen. Here in this life, it's full of heartaches and miseries. Each and every one of us tonight could sit down probably and write a book of the troubles that goes on in our life. And some of it may be seem like little things to somebody else, but to you, it's a giant in your life. Amen. Whenever you stand before God, amen, and you begin to tell him your problems, your troubles, he's faithful and just to hear you. Amen. And he'll take, if we'll let him, he'll help us overcome that.
Amen.
I'm so thankful for that tonight, ain't you? That we have a father that we can turn to. And I thought about this a lot. Amen. My dad, next January, he'd been gone 36 years. Amen. And I thought about this a lot, what I wouldn't give sometimes just to sit down. Amen. And talk to him and just talk about the Lord with him. Amen. Talk about what the Bible says. Amen. Just have a good time, because he got saved before he left here and he wanted to talk about those things and I didn't. But well, what a time it could be. I just sit down and talk to him about those things. But he's been gone all those years. Amen. It just seems like it's just been a little while to me. I can remember the morning he died. But let me tell you something. I have hope of seeing him again. Amen. Because of what Jesus done on Calvary. Amen. He already defeated death. I wouldn't want him to come back into this miserable world for nothing. Amen. Because if he came back here, he'd have to go through that doorway of death again. But I thank God that whenever he left here, he had made preparations. Folks, the night that he died, I'm not preaching on the world. I'm just preaching what God can do. You're no sinner. The night that he died, he hung his cap on the doorpost. I looked at my mama and said, the Lord can be at my door in the morning. Hallelujah. How little did we know that God would come after him before daylight. Amen. That's the thing. We need to be ready. Amen. To face it when it comes. And we can face it with joy in our heart. Amen. Not with sorrow. Because God's made a better way for us.
God
made a better way for us, church.
Yep.
If we just look towards heaven.
Yeah.
Amen. God's made the way.
Amen.
Let's think about death. It said in the sea, it's in Revelation chapter 20, it said, the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to his works, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. He said, this is the second death.
Yep.
Amen. For lost, guess what? We're going to have to face death twice.
That's right.
We're going to die here and going to die there.
Yeah.
And I can only imagine tonight how horrible it would be to die from this life not knowing God. Amen.
Yeah.
But boy, to be brought up before the judgment seat of God and him to say, depart from me, I never knew you. Oh, what terrible words it'll be to hear. But boy, if we've been born again, amen, our sins of the blood are not even recorded in heaven. Tonight, whenever that trumpet sounds and gravity loose hold, we called up into heaven with him. We'll know of a surety, a church, that we've been saved. Amen. We've conquered death, hell, and the grave. Some of us may even bypass the grave.
Amen.
Amen. Ain't that going to be wonderful?
Amen. Praise the Lord.
I told Brother Keith Phillips at the funeral home, he said, you ever made your arrangements yet? I said, yes, sir, I did, about 20-something years ago. He said, well, I don't know. You got it recorded. I said, no, but God does. He said, I understand that, my brother. Amen. But listen, if I'm the chief undertaker, I'll see you, brother. I'll just hang around the Lord comes back. But if not, I'll go by him and he'll take care of that. How you know something? Death, you know, I know we lose our loved ones. And boy, it's a horrible, horrible thing sometimes. It's a great loss in our families to give up a loved one. Let me tell you something, though. If they know Jesus, church, if they know the Lord tonight, we have hope of seeing them again. But if they're lost, amen, they go to the devil's hell. You might as well erase it and put it away. Even if you're going to die lost, you might as well forget about it. Because I don't believe for a minute you'll see them in hell. You might hear their voices screaming, but you'll not look at them, because it says it's a place of total darkness. But listen, in glory, oh, what a time it'll be. Paul said, I'll be known as I'm known. Boy, I'm glad when we get up yonder, folks, we've got our name recorded. Oh, let me tell you, God knows us by our name. But listen, those that are up there, when we conquer death, folks, we'll be there with him forever.
Amen.
And see our levels.
Praise the Lord.
I've got a lot more on the other side than I still have on this side.
Oh,
yeah. Amen. A lot of folks dying every day. This and that one. And, you know, boy, we sit back and we think, boy, what a horrible thing. But you know what? If they're saved by the grace of God, we should rejoice, honestly.
Amen. Yeah.
It's hard to do. Don't get me wrong.
Amen.
Jerry, I know it's a hard thing to give up your older sister.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you love her. I mean, it's part of the family. Lord, have mercy. Been around 9 years.
Yeah.
Hard to give up somebody.
Yeah.
But boy, Jerry said the only thing she hadn't done was just emptied her house. Right. She had made every preparation that she possibly could make.
Yeah.
Hey, man, to leave this walk of life and be ready for it. Not only to take care of her family that when she's gone, but to meet the Lord.
Amen.
Hey, man, that's something to rejoice about.
Yeah.
Amen. Because we have that hope of being reunited with our loved ones in glory. Joe, your mama. Ma'am, your mama died here just a few months ago. Let me tell you something. They accepted the Lord in their life. Guess what? We have hope of
seeing
them.
Amen. Yes, that's right.
What a joy that is tonight to know that we will have a homecoming again.
Amen.
We used to get together at Mama's, boy. We'd meet up on Friday nights and we'd sing and talk about the Lord after I got saved. And man, we had some wonderful times. Don't do that anymore. But let me tell you, we're going to be around Mama's house again one day. Hey, man, we're going to be around the throne of God. We're going to worship with Him. And, hey, man, worship Him. Hey, man, and have fun and joy because you know what? We'll not have to face death ever again.
Right.
Amen.
We'll not have to go to the funeral home and make arrangements ever again.
Amen.
That's true.
We'll not have to give up anything. Rhonda Joe's just waiting on us.
Yep.
That's all it is. Just waiting over yonder. Hey, man, they're just sitting up there. And Brother Gary, your mama, just waiting on you to get there. Said, just come on, son. It's going to be this little while. You know what? We can live be 100 years. It won't be but just a little while.
That's right.
We'll be with them forever in heaven.
Amen.
Man, she's still singing. Still singing. Folks are having a good time around the throne of God.
Amen.
Man, I thought about old Brother Willard this morning as I drove by his house. I thought, man, how I love this talk. And hug his neck and hear him say, I love you. But let me tell you something. One day I will.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop by his house. Amen. Hey, we gotta defeat death first.
Yeah.
We've got to overcome it. How do we overcome it? By being born again.
Amen.
Amen. Being washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
Know that our name's recorded in heaven. Folks, we have hope beyond this life. This is temporal, but what's coming is eternal. I hear the message on the way up here stirred me up and angered me at the same time. Preacher said, hey man, this man thought he could lose his salvation. He said, how foolish that could be. He said, the man said, well, the Bible says no man can pluck us out of his hand. And he said, but we can pluck ourselves out.
Yeah.
This preacher said, he asked him, said, who do you think you are that you can pluck yourself out of the hand of God? I'll tell you who I am, a sinner.
Amen.
I can walk away from God. God ain't going to walk away from me.
That's right.
I can walk away from God. I don't care what they say, what they believe.
That's right. I know.
I know beyond a shadow of doubt tonight, Brother Joe, what I could miss heaven.
Amen.
I could too, Brother
Joe. Amen. And I could take and die a horrible death. I guess the reason I'm stirred up about this tonight is because somebody asked me a question this week about these tragedies that happened. They said, why would God allow these things? Because He's God, first of all. He pointed unto us, died, didn't say when, where, how. He didn't tell me, it ain't on my birth certificate. Here's your end, and this is how you're going to go. You know what? Cancer is a horrible thing.
Yeah.
Amen. These storms are a horrible thing. But let me tell you something. It's appointed unto us tonight.
Yeah.
This is one thing that I have hope in tonight, above all things. It worries me about how I'm going to go. Kathy, me and Ronnie had that discussion one time, and he made fun of me because he said, why are you afraid of dying? I said, I'm not afraid of dying. I'm afraid of how I'm going to die. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a difference. There's a difference. And I talked about these storms. This is back when I was working at Woody on the fellowship hall. It's been years and years ago. I said, let me tell you something, my friend. I said, when that wind pick you up and carry you 10 miles from your home, beating you on every limb between here and there and everything, anything that's in the air with you, I'm worried about how I'm going to die.
Amen.
I'm afraid of how I might die.
Amen.
I said, I got comfort in one thing.
Amen.
It's one thing that I have comfort in. Whatever I suffer, God will take care of me.
Yes, amen.
Well, it's just going to be just for a moment.
Amen.
Some of them people might have suffered for just a little while. But my Savior suffered. Amen. He suffered abundantly that I might have life and I might live and go home to be with Him. He suffered abundantly. So why could I not suffer just for a little while?
Amen.
I ain't saying it don't scare me.
Yeah.
That scares me to death, Brother Eric. Mm-hmm. But I believe when we go through it, I've dealt with this being a preacher, Jerry has too. Anybody that's went and visited people that's dying, you'll know what you're talking about. I went to the hospital to visit Joe. He was in turmoil. And he said, Brother, he said, I'm afraid of this. And I am too. I said, I am too. had an aunt that lived so close to God that I thought, man, she could about walk on water.
Yeah.
It got down to a time that she was dying. Lord said, tell her not to be afraid. Mm-hmm. I said, God, she knows more about this than I do. But the moment that I told her not to be afraid, guess what? The fear left her. Next time I saw Brother Joe, and I didn't say nothing to him. Next time I saw Brother Joe, he said, I'm going home.
Amen.
Huh?
Yeah.
Going home. He got peace with God.
Amen.
People that are saved, it takes them a little while, and then it sank in. What's going to take place?
That's right.
Hey, man, what's going to be on the other side? What's waiting? Because all we can think about is, oh, it's me right now.
Right.
When we give up a loved one, all we can think about is, oh, me.
Yeah.
That's right.
I know a woman over in Jamestown says she just about hates God because he took her mama. She's supposed to be a Christian. Man, I said, was your mama saved? Yeah, she's been saved. She's been working this church for years and years. I said, then you ought to praise God. Because if you live for him, you'll get to see her again.
That's right.
Amen.
But we got to conquer death first.
Yeah.
How do we do that? By holding on to his unchanging hand.
Amen.
Folks, it'll not change for anybody.
Amen.
It's appointed unto us to die.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm going to have to give up the ghost one day. If I do it here, or he carries me off up yonder, I'm going to have to get rid of this flesh.
Yep.
Amen. I'm going to have to shed it to go to heaven.
Amen.
So it has to come a dying out time.
Amen.
So if we hold on to him, we can conquer death tonight.
Yep.
Amen. But I tell you what, I love the Lord tonight, don't you? I'm glad to be saved. I'm glad tonight that God's given me that peace.
Amen.
You know, people think we have to run the aisles, we have to shout to be rejoicing in the Lord. We don't have to do that.
Amen.
We do not have to do that. We can sit back some time and just let the Spirit overshadow us and just feel his presence and sit and weep and cry.
Amen.
Yeah. I've watched Sister Mary over here all my life since I've been saved. And I've seen her sit in church and wipe tears and just sit there and never say a word. And I can just see God all over her. Amen. I was in a home service one night, and boy, for some reason that night I just got off in the corner, scooted me a chair over in the corner, and I sat there, Brother Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, people was rejoicing and having a big time. They was preaching and singing and shouting. And I sat in that corner and I cried so much till my shirt was soaked. God was sitting in that corner with me.
Amen.
And he was right there, man. I'm telling you, Jerry, I could feel his presence so strong, brother.
Amen. Yeah.
And man, they asked me afterwards, so what'd you do? Backslide to get off over there away from us? I said, no, me and God was over there.
Yeah.
I don't know what you was doing, but me and God was over there.
Amen.
Amen. I was having a good time, Lord. I thought, Lord, it'd be a good time to leave here.
Yeah.
You know when I would have liked to have died? It was that night, Brother Eric and I got down and said, God, forgive me.
Yeah, right.
As soon as I felt it, I wish he'd have took me out of here.
Yeah.
Hey, man, if he'd have took me out right then, I'd have had it defeated.
Amen.
Still got here in this old world. Still got to live. But I tell you what, there's some things that God's allowed me to have that I wouldn't miss for nothing in this world.
Amen.
I'm glad that I've got to see some things and be part of some things that God's had. Amen.
Yeah.
That blessed me. Gives me the assurance that God is on the other side.
Amen.
I go through things, and everybody here goes through things. I got to tell this, and I'm going to come to a close. Last Sunday morning, I needed to go to this church, and I didn't know why. I just felt like I just needed to go visit. And this preacher, Brother Adam Tabitha Lazar, he preached a message that I needed. And the reason I went there, I think, is because he knows nothing. Absolutely nothing. He just got up and preached his heart out. But he preached a message on that God hears you before you even ask. My, I need that. And he told me that God had already heard me. He didn't have no clue. He said, God's already heard you. You just need to listen.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that helped me. Might not have helped nobody else in that church, but I helped me. I needed that. It made me feel better. Because I'd been praying and praying and praying. It's kind of like old Daniel.
Yeah.
I wasn't getting nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't getting nothing. So I needed to go somewhere that God just said, preacher, tell him what I want me to hear. You know, that helped me, Brother Jerry. I ain't fighting the world against you or none of these other brothers at all. You man mean the world to me. But God just wanted to take somebody that didn't know nothing about my life and preach to me for a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And that blessed me. So that helps me to know that God's still right there.
Amen.
He's still here today. He's in this house.
Yeah.
I made a statement one time. I said, I know God's here. I brought him with me. Frank Henry said, boy, you're a lot bigger man than I thought you was. Smart Ellie. He always would have to have something to say. I said, let me rephrase that then. God brought me to the house of the Lord tonight. Amen. So tonight, if you get a song on the piano. if you're able and can stand. Amen. Just hold on. Church, a little while, we'll be out of here, one by one or all together.
Amen.
One of these days, the Bible says the trumpet's going to sound.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's going to be so loud, it's going to wake the dead. And I know I've preached on that and talked about that. Me and Jerry talks about these things a lot. We wonder how many times we've repeated ourselves over and over and over. Amen. But you know what? It still doesn't matter. It's still the Word of God. Amen. It's still the precious Word of God. It still stands. Amen. Tonight, if there's something in your heart tonight that you just feel like you just need to bring to Jesus, it don't matter what it is. It absolutely doesn't matter whether it be to come praise Him or come and pray for something or whatever it might
Amen.
Be. Amen. Today, the only way we're going to overcome death is to stay close to God. I preached. Melissa said, I know what you preached last Sunday night before you ask. And I preached last Sunday night staying in the love of God, having the love of God. And that's what we need to be concerned about tonight.
Yeah.
Having that same love, one for each other. Amen. Being there for each other, leaning on each other, helping each other. Amen. Praying for each other. God will bless you for that. So tonight, just say something on your heart. Amen. That's the only way we're going to get to heaven. Just keep the slate.
Amen.
The Lord loves you. Loves you more than you could ever imagine. We can't comprehend truly the love that He has for us. Amen. He gave His Son so that we could conquer that last enemy.
Amen. Yeah.
Without Him, we couldn't have done it.
Amen.
No way possible we could have conquered death tonight except without Him. He went through it for us. He said, I conquered death, hell, and the grave. He has the keys of death and of hell. Tonight, amen, that. I think about all those that was held in captivity. I've had people disagree with me on this scripture, but it's okay. When He went to the heart of the earth, the center of the earth, and preached to them in captivity, I've heard people say, oh, He went to hell and preached to them. No, He didn't. They'd all got saved, brother. They'd come out of there, you know? There's no way somebody in hell would not want to accept Jesus after they went there. But I believe He went down to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and all the little souls that went on before us that was looking for the promise of His coming.
Amen.
They was held under the law.
Amen.
Could you imagine when He walked in that place? Boys, I'm Him.
Yeah.
I like what old Simeon said. He took Him in His hands when He brought Him down there to be circumcised, and He went over there. Bible said He walked away from them, turned His back to them. He looked at Him and He said, let thy servant die in peace, for I've seen thy cry.
Amen.
Amen. Listen. Amen. He looked for that boy.
Amen.
He'd been watching for that young boy to come.
Amen.
Because He knew this was the way He was going to go through
Amen.
Death. And He could overcome
it.
Folks, the promise that He gives. Ain't it unreal tonight? The promise that He give us that we can make heaven our home tonight. Through Him. We conquer death through Him.